Welcome back, Isaac. I'm British Documentary Mail, and today we're stepping into a business journey that begins not with a dining room, a costly lease, or a fully equipped commercial kitchen, but with something far more practical, a useful culinary skill, a paying customer, and a carefully controlled promise. The path from personal chef to caterer, and eventually restaurant owner, can look impossibly expensive from the outside. Kitchens require equipment, ingredients must be purchased, venues charge fees, licenses, insurance, transport, staffing, and storage all add pressure. Yet the key is not to fund the final dream on day one. It is to choose an entry point where customers help finance the work through deposits, advance bookings, limited menus, and clearly defined services. A personal chef service can often be tested more lightly than a conventional restaurant. Rather than maintaining permanent premises, you can begin by selling your time, planning ability, and cooking expertise. A small menu reduces waste. Pre-orders clarify demand. Deposits can cover ingredients. Shared or rented commercial facilities may provide compliant workspace when the job requires it. Each successful booking can then produce more than revenue. It can generate photographs, testimonials, referrals, supplier relationships, and evidence that people will pay for what you offer. That evidence matters. When money is scarce, the order of decisions becomes crucial. Validate before expanding. Sell before buying. Rent before owning. Reinvest profit before accepting avoidable debt. And resist the prestige of a long-term restaurant lease until recurring demand, dependable margins, and operational discipline have been demonstrated. We'll explore how to define a profitable offer, find early customers, price labor and ingredients, manage deposits and cash flow, meet local food safety and business requirements, deliver events reliably, and build systems that can support a team. We'll also consider how catering can become the bridge between solo work and a permanent venue, without assuming that a restaurant is always the only measure of success. Your experience in technical support may prove surprisingly useful here. Diagnosing problems, documenting repeatable processes, managing expectations, and staying calm when something fails are all valuable hospitality skills. So let's begin with the decision beneath every other decision. What is the smallest food service you could confidently sell before spending money you have not yet earned?